call that.
Bank of Cardiff, this is Straw.
Oh, hi. Good morning.
Craig, good morning.
Michaels, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Sorry we didn't get back together yesterday.
No worries. Cool. So I'm going to just click into your file here real quick. Okay. So yeah, you were talking about paying off your credit card debt.
Yeah. Maybe you can give me some advice.
Sure.
There's another company that called me. It's called Consumer Credit Card Relief. I haven't looked them up online or anything, but they're telling me, you know, I don't know how far we got into this, but I have this this spreadsheet I keep on my credit cards because I closed it. But, you know, I told you I've got about 91. Let me bring it up here if I can.
I think you said it was like 91,000, and your total available credit is about 117.
It's about the available credit on $117,650 is about $25,856. So I've used up all but $25,000 of the credit available to me on these cards. And
yeah,
that's one of the things that credit rating agencies, they don't like that. I'm being told they don't care about the fact that I've never reneged on a loan, I've had many loans and always paid them off.
Yeah.
You know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and all that
stuff.
But
yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. So to give you an idea.
So anyway, the way this company works, she had me. I didn't send her my card numbers or expiration dates or codes, but I gave her the name of the cards and the date of my last statement, the balance due, the minimum payment, what we did pay, interest charged, and that kind of stuff. And she's saying she's going to work up something, but I guess I don't know what that does to my credit. She says your FICO score will drop for a three months, and then it'll go up because it shows you're paying off. You know, you're paying off debt, and she's pretty sure they have a program and I pay it all off within between 18 and 24 or 30 months and still pay about what I'm paying, which is around $3,000 a month, including all their fees and everything else. It's an attorney-based thing where they go and they negotiate a 30 or 40% discount from what you owe. I don't know what that affects my credit negatively or not. I need to get some advice on that, but I don't run into that.
Sure. And do you know how much you would have to pay them for this service?
Well, they said it was all included in that one payment that she was quoting, some of those, like up around 24 or 30 months, it's less than what I'm paying now.
Payments. What was the cost that she quoted you?
Well, she was talking about somewhere around $3,000 a month payment, or as low as $2,700 or something like that if I stretch it out to 30 months.
That's just getting. Do they have any kind of interest on top, just pay for the service?
She said, she's just telling me one lump sum, and you're paid off. You know, it includes the interest, the attorney's fees, and everything. And you pay that certain amount every month. $3,100 a month. Yeah.
Interesting.
Which is, so they're taking it. Basically, what they're doing is what she's saying to me. Mm-hmm. And she says she can quote me more exactly by me giving her that information I just told you. But she's saying, you take that, say it's roughly $92,000.
Yeah.
$92,000, they reduce that, say, by 40% times 0.6, gets it down to $55,000.
Mm-hmm.
Divide that by, say, 24. That's $2,300 a month, and then they add a couple $300 or $400 a month for their whatever interest and attorney's fees, and I'm paying around $3,000 a month, and for 24 months, I'm done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like if in this type of service, they would open they'd be opening a file with the credit bureau so that they can investigate, is what it sounds like. That's usually what they're doing.
And, she said that... the cards would all have to be closed. I'd never, wouldn't probably be able to get a card for a while from any of those the card companies that we'd be doing this with.
Huh.
And so she was asking, is any of these cards something you actually need to run your business or your personal life?
Yeah. That sounds
I don't know how hard it would be to get a card if you need a card. Yeah,
like
an Amazon card, and I got a couple of cards that I don't owe any money on.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
That sounds really complicated, yeah. Or you know, you would have to close out all your cards and.
So give me something more simple.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
I'm not sure. And the thing was weird. She was saying, she says your FICO score drops when you pay off debt.
That's not right.
Well, I think, but I would believe that as screwed up as things are. I mean, here's a guy that's 70 and a half years old, raised 6 kids, lived in the same house since 1972.
Uh-huh.
It's all, you know, I'm making all my payments, never missed a loan payment, never, have always paid off all my loans, car loans. I don't owe any money in my cars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only thing I owe is on credit cards and in my home. My home's worth $700,000. I owe $300,000 on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're telling me, you know, that they don't like that because my debt-to-income ratio isn't enough,
mm-hmm.
and I owe too much money on the amount of credit card, you know, lines of credit that I have.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I'm not missing any payments. I'm paying more than the minimum every month, and it's still, you know.
It's just taking a long time to get it all paid off.
She's saying the system's got me, you know.
Yeah.
And I think they do, but I the way that these credit bureaus work, I think is ridiculous. I think it's crazy.
I think so too. I think it's ridiculous that your score gets dinged if you check your credit. That's ridiculous to me.
Well, yeah, if you check your credit or if you pay it down, you know, if you pay down or close accounts, that drops your score, but then when they see you're paying off debt,
mm-hmm.
like I would be doing like this program, that increases your scores. I don't know.
Yeah, I think if you close accounts.
Before you called, I was going to go online and check this company out, but
mm-hmm.
I've always heard it's not like declaring bankruptcy. It's just like going in and negotiating for you to get the thing down into a manageable thing so you can get out of debt. That's what my wife's all about. She's all after me. Get out of debt.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're looking to retire, that's really the only thing.
I don't own a boat. I don't own a boat or airplane or anything like that. I've just had to borrow that money to get through the bad years we had in the economy a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're making profit, and everything seems to be going well.
That's good.
You know, but
I've actually had to give you an idea. So I've had a few customers that did exactly what you're doing. Basically, they got stuck in, you know, taking out a whole bunch of credit cards and using their personal credit card to pay for everything, business wise, because of the recession. And now they're finally slowly, you know, getting back on your feet and, you know, slowly making all these payments and closing the accounts out so they don't get into the same situation. So how our programs work is basically we deposit the full amount into your checking account, and then from there you can use it to pay for whatever you need to pay for. So you can pay for all the credit card debt that you have. And it's a business loan, so it won't even show up on your personal credit. It's all on the business. And to give you an idea how much you would be qualified for, do you know what last year's gross annual sales were like for you?
Yeah, just under $700,000, I think.
Okay.
I can run that on QuickBooks real fast. I ran it for the last 12 months, mm-hmm. what I did the other day. But, I mean, do you want to know what my last fiscal year was? Is that what you want to know, or...?
Yeah, just a guesstimate is fine, so about 700. How's this year looking for you guys?
Here, I can show you.
Okay.
It doesn't take that long.
Okay, sounds good.
Last fiscal year was 719,000.
719,000.
Almost 720, actually 720,000 last 720. Fiscal year.
Okay.
And this fiscal year, which mm-hmm. is going to end November 30th, so we got a little more over a month and a half left.
Mm-hmm.
But so far, this fiscal year to date is 562,722. But we're showing operating income of 90,115, mm-hmm. and last year. We only showed operating income last year. Where'd it go? Last fiscal year. Come on. We only showed 67,744.
Okay.
So we're showing, you know, we're better.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing better.
That's good.
I think our sales maybe is not quite as much. We've got our overheads down and mm-hmm. margins up and so.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, so, I think by the end of the year, we'll probably be pretty close to that figure anyway, that mm-hmm. same figure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So based
on you do a business loan, so what do I qualify for?
So based on just the gross annual sales right now, looking at it, we can generally free up about 10 to 15% of it. So on the lower range, we would free up about 72,000 for you. On the higher range, it would be 108. So right in the middle, it's going to be around what you're looking for, or maybe above, around the same. And
So what kind of a loan is it?
it's a business loan. So what we do is we
I know.
check. Go ahead.
Right. No, I'm sorry. Go
Okay.
ahead. I'll let
It's
you.
a so it's a working capital loan. So how it works is, once you're qualified and you say yes to the terms, sign the paperwork, we deposit the money into your account, and then from that account that we deposit the money for into, we do a automatic payment, and the payment terms are either daily, weekly, or monthly. So three options depending on what you qualify for. And what we do is basically we'll qualify you for the largest amount possible, the longest term possible, and then we can work backwards to see what you want. But how this works is basically how customers like yourself would benefit from this program is that it's what I call a disciplined program to get debt paid off, because it's scheduled and it's daily, and it's the goal of it is to pay it off within a certain time frame. So that way you can get out of this debt and you don't have to worry about it.
My question to you is, if I was to, I don't know, daily, weekly, monthly, I have no idea what interest rates. I get people calling me all the time that are not banks, but it sounds like a similar program, which I never looked at because I think like I said, one or two times I looked at it. I don't know that I can afford it cash flow wise. I know from the worksheet I'm looking at right now, I can afford to pay on a monthly basis. Whoops, where'd it go? Because I'm doing it around $3,000 a month. That's what I can do. And when the lady tells me I can get out of debt with working her program in 24 months or less, that's attractive to me. What kind of a what if I was to pay actually $3,000 a month on your program, can you tell me would I be out of debt by that period of time, or is it something that's going to string out because of the way you've got your fees and interest rate structure? I don't know. It's like smoke and mirrors because I can't see through it. That's what worries me.
So
So
what we
I'm not
do, yeah. So how I'll explain it to you. So how it works is we look at your bank statement, we look at your tax return, and we're not going to give you something that you can't afford, because that's not going to do anyone good. It's going to over leverage you, and God forbid something happens, you're going to default because you can't afford it. So we're never going to give loans to anyone or offer loans to anyone that doesn't make sense for the business. We're not in the business to do that.
Well, I
So we'll
appreciate
look
that. So
we
let me ask you the question. The question is then, if you lent me $93,000 or $92,000, and you set it up on a daily, weekly, or monthly, I don't think it's going to matter that much to me, as long as it doesn't add up to more than $3,000 in a month. Let's say we sum up whatever you work at on $3,000 a month. How long is it going to take me to get out of this thing?
Sure. So I just did
Can
a, I
you
don't
tell
know
me
ex
that?
Yeah. So without the interest itself, with 91,000, if you can only do 3,000 a month, you're gonna get it paid off in 30 months, and that's with no interest. I can tell you exactly how much it's gonna cost you in total and what your terms are gonna be with the application. Just right now, I don't have anything in front of me, so it's really hard for me to quote you anything, and I don't want to overquote you or underquote you and give you, mess up your expectations. So what I can do right now is I can send over the application, and then all I would need is just the application, basically basic business information, your personal information. Just need most recent 6 months of business bank statement, so from March to September, and just the most recent tax return. And with those three things, I will be able to get you the hard numbers for you to look at.
Okay, 6 months bank statements and most recent tax return.
And then just the
Business
application,
tax
which I'll send
return.
over.
The business tax return.
Yeah, just the business tax return.
Okay. Yeah, but you're saying it would be $3,000 a month with no interest, but you're going to have to put interest on it. So that's going to take longer than 30 months, obviously, then, right?
So I'll run the numbers, and we can see what's going to make sense for
Why
you.
don't you, why don't you, yeah, why don't you, before we go to all the trouble, Uh-huh. So getting the 6 months of bank statements and all that, and the most recent tax return.
Yeah.
Why don't you assume something in regards to what a normal interest rate would be for someone that, I just told you what my
right.
$46,000 operating income. I have a loss carry forward.
Yeah.
That we're working with, just like Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. You know? Of course. That's famous for that.
But if it's going to be, I'm looking at get out of debt in 24
right.
months with all their fees, and you're going to take 30 months without even the interest I'd be going to add in here. It doesn't look like it's the best program for me.
No, you never know because
on the surface, but I don't know what the effect,
right.
the real effect of getting attorneys involved and let them negotiate it down. It's almost like declaring a partial bankruptcy or something. But
yeah, exactly.
What I think about the banking system as a whole, I'm kind of a little pissed about that anyway. So I just might make that move. But
yeah, I know what you're saying.
I'm putting myself in jeopardy.
Yeah, I know. I mean, if they with the credit company that you're talking with, it sounds like a lot of hassle. Closing out your credit cards and also knowing that your score is going to go down.
I do want to get rid of those.
Yeah.
I just don't want to. I don't want it.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
badly affect me, but I don't know what that's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, I've helped a couple customers that did this exact same thing that you're doing right now. So, I mean, we have customers that do that. So, I can't give you. I'll send over the application right now, and then without the application and the bank statement, it's really hard for me to give you a number. What your terms are. So, it's a very simple process.
I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to waste mine.
Yeah. Well, I would be wasting my time if I don't think it's something.
What's the daily, weekly, monthly thing? Does that have to do with the way you do your interest or something? Or is it less interest cost to do it daily? How does that work?
Sure. So so every business works differently, right? So some companies, let's just say, for example, a construction company. For a construction company, they can only get paid like once or twice a month. So for them, it would make sense to do it monthly or a weekly.
Yeah,
then there's
also because we do a lot of remodeling and some large payments come in, maybe more than we're not just spending the same amount every day. So
yeah, exactly. And then there's also customers. We also help a lot of restaurant customers. So for restaurant customers, it's better for them to do a daily because they don't have to chunk out a whole couple $1,000 at the end of the month to pay us or at the beginning of the month. Instead, just space it out with 21 days, so it's a smaller amount every single day. So that's why there's three different types of payment plan. It just depends on every file is a little bit different. So every file, depending on how which term makes sense most sense to them.
How's the interest calculated in your program?
How is it calculated? It's not going to be an APR, so it's very straightforward. We'll just tell you how much it's going to cost you. So, I'll just say, for example, if your loan is $10,000 and your interest is $1,000, then your total payback is $11,000. So, there's no APR.
Okay.
We just tell you, upfront how much you're going to pay, so you don't have to calculate it yourself.
All right. Do you have my email address?
Actually, I do not. What's your email?
It's Craig at... Craig at Pykles, 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 plumbing, plumbing.com.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what is your name? How do you pronounce it?
It's Ja, J-I-A, Ja.
Ja.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, or I'll just say it phonetically, J-A.
It's, phonetically, it's J-A-H. That's how I let people know. So, Ja.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And 858 near the Bank of Cardiff.
Yep.
How come my credit union is not calling me?
Your credit union,
some
you said?
Program like that. They don't do stuff like this, I guess. So.
For credit unions, a lot of them do like SBA loans and lines of credit.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really hard to get into. And it takes a long time, so, by the time you actually, if you need the money to buy the inventory, by the time that you get approved from a credit union, you don't even have to buy the inventory anymore.
Okay.
The opportunity already passed. So I'll go ahead and send this over to you right now. Again, I have Craig at PykelsPlumbing.com. Do you know when you might be able to get everything into me?
I don't know. It's got to be a couple of days, or maybe sometime next week. We'll see.
Sometime next week? Okay,
but
sounds good.
I
want
to check this other program out a little bit, too, and I've got other things that are holding, you know, regular business stuff I've got to take care of. So.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
I'm not a big rush on this, but I do have your information here. Okay?
Okay, sounds good. I'll just touch base with you on Tuesday.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.